Blog Talk Radio.
Miss B.
I still have
a BWD. Miss B. Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream. I still have a dream.
Stereo music power.
All right. You're live on BWD Radio with me, your host, Miss V. You can call in. You can listen in. Hit the digits 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I will be joined by pop artist Carlos Morgan. Live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. There's no commercials, just the hottest indie music artists today. All genres of music, worldwide variety. All about diversity, unity, and indie. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this track by artist Carlos Morgan. I'm going to go ahead. It's Sunglasses at Night. And we should be able to chop it up with him really soon and see what he has going on in his career.
Yeah, I wear my sunglasses at night, so I
All right.
How are you?
Wanted to make sure I am doing well. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, welcome. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to jump right on in. I just want to make sure that you know, we have enough time for the interview. So why don't you go ahead, just tell us where you're originally from, where you are now, and what inspired you then, Carlos Morgan is your stage name?
Yes, Carlos Morgan. Well, first, before I start anything, I want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to be interviewed by you, Ms. Fia. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for that. My Carlos Morgan is my birth name. My parents gave me that name. Using my natural name, Carlos Morgan. I was born and raised and still live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Been singing all of my life. Started when I was 12, singing in church. I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and I sang in a band, a gospel band, for 5 years. I still sing gospel, but I'm singing more R&B soul, jazz as well.
All right. Are you still doing some gospel?
Yeah, I still sing gospel music. Yeah, I'm actually recording a ballad album, and I consider it a gospel song. Maybe most will consider it more inspirational. The song is called God's Love Is Everywhere. I still sing gospel music, and I grew up singing a lot of gospel in church, singing a lot of hymns. I still listen to a lot of gospel singers now: Fred Hammond, Jay Moss, Zaccardi Court. Can't pronounce his name. Yolanda Adams. The list goes on and on. I listen to them all. Gospel is my roots.
All right. Yes, that's good. And that will tend to happen too, especially with fusion of the different genres and subgenres. It's definitely popular to fuse the different sounds in, and it sounds great. I think it does, you know.
So, I agree. I think so too.
So I know you had mentioned that you're being, you know, in the church and singing in the choir, but outside of that, is that all that has, you know, what really drove you into your, you know, starting the musical journey? When did that actually begin, and what motivated you to pursue the career music?
Well, I started singing when I was I started singing as in a gospel band when I was 12. I was the lead singer and the only singer for a band, and the majority of the band was a horn band, made up of sax, trombone, trumpet. The name of the band was called the Pape Avenue Brass Band, and we were affiliated with the Church of God of Prophecy. And so I was the youngest member of the band and the only singer in the band. So I started singing in the band when I was 12. And then when I was 16, 17, I started singing in R&B soul bands around Toronto. And then when I was 19, 20, I moved to another city in Canada called Montreal, Quebec. And then from there, I came back to Toronto. Then I moved to New York. And I was in New York for a year. Then I came back to Toronto, and I was singing in clubs the whole time. I was doing musical theater. So music has been my sole passion my whole life, And so when I was in my early to mid-20s, I signed a production contract with a production company based in Toronto. And then we started shopping demos around. I was recording a lot of demos with this production company at the time. And we started shopping to record labels here in Canada and in the U.S., but nothing came of anything. And then in 1994, we went to L.A., the production company that I signed to. There were two guys that I signed to, and the three of us, we went to L.A. And we thought we'd try and, you know, see if we can make something happen there, and nothing happened while we were in L.A., so when we came back to Canada, we decided to record, do it independently, put our money together. They owned their own studio, so we took 2 years to record my first album, which came out in 1996, and the name of the album is called Feeling All Right, And that album went on to win every major Canadian music award, including the Juno Award, which is the equivalent to the Grammys in America. The Junos is like the Grammy of Canada. And I won a Juno Award, and I won a Much Music Video Award, which is equivalent to the MTV Music Awards in the U.S. And then and I just kept on plugging away, and then we got picked up by Universal Music Canada, but after some time that deal fell through. And then I decided to pursue being completely independent on my own, and writing and recording, learning about the music business while I was crafting my skills as a singer, and then building myself as a songwriter as well. So I created my own record label called Soul Rock Music. And then I put out a second album back in 2012 called The Compilation. And and I've been grinding it out, and now I'm getting ready to release my third record in October. And I've been doing music all my life. It's what I do full time. I do this every day, all day. And I am grateful to God every day that He blessed me with the opportunity to be a singer, to be an artist, and to be able to do what I love to do, even despite the times when it can be very challenging and not sure of what will happen from one day to the next. Sometimes, you know, being at the age that I am now and still grinding, still working hard, sometimes I wonder maybe I should just, you know, step away from it and get into something else. But I know for a fact that God gave me this gift of music. God gave me this gift of music and just this, not to do anything else, because I can't see myself doing anything else. I've tried, and just that passion and that drive and that love. I'm in love with music, you know, and despite all the ups and downs of the business and the changes that this business, the music industry and the music business, has gone through in the past, say, 20 years, you know, I still have that passion to keep going. So that's me in a nutshell when it comes to my career.
That's outstanding, and congratulations on all those achievements and awards and releases. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who are some of your, I know it's hard to break it down, but who are some, just a few, of your musical influences?
My three biggest musical influences, vocally, Stevie Wonder, Luther Vandross, I'd say a combination between Charlie Wilson, Jay Moss, Kim Burrell, and Layla Hathaway. And Donny Hathaway is another huge one. I can't forget him. So I grew up listening to a lot of, you know, Michael Jackson. I'm still heavily influenced by him. But vocally, as an entertainer, a full entertainer, Michael Jackson and Prince, James Brown are my three biggest inspirations. Even the way they conduct their band, especially with Prince and James Brown, how very strict and how they expected and also demanded the best of the musicians that they played with. That's why, you know, they're still, you know, God bless the dead, they're still so highly revered as musicians or showmen, and with the band, with the musicians that they worked with and that they hired, they expected the best of them. And I think, you know, the kind of entertainer Michael was, and watching him feed off of the band, how he can give such high intensity performances. So as entertainers, Michael, Prince, and James are my biggest influences. As vocalists, Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, Luther Vandross, Charlie Wilson, Jay Moss, Layla Hathaway, even Nat King Cole. I've got to add to that list too. So, and as I grow, as I mature as a singer, I'm starting to listen to more different styles of vocalists and different genres of music. Just recently in the past year, I've been getting more into jazz. So I'm listening to a lot of, really tuning more into Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, and Ella Fitzgerald, and Joe Williams in terms of placing, because I find approaching jazz is a lot different than approaching, say, gospel or R&B, soul, or pop music. And one thing I love doing as a vocalist is I love to do embellishments. I love doing runs, and I've been criticized highly for over singing. So I'm trying to learn how to be more disciplined, not to sing and do runs or riffs every note or every opportunity. I'm trying to become more disciplined, and I find that listening to jazz helps me with that. And so again, my influences as a vocalist, they run the gamut. But when I really want to learn about, you know, for me, what I consider singing, you know, guys like Stevie Wonder, and Teddy Pendergrass, Marvin Gaye, Barry White, you know, those soul singers, and Sam Cooke and Otis Redding, and Jackie Wilson, you know, Johnny Taylor, so many from that era as well, from the 60s. You know, female singers like Gladys Knight, Dionne Warwick, Whitney Houston, of course. You know, so many. But I listen to them because I feel that they not only are incredible singers, but they tell stories, and I can actually hear or try to imagine the kind of technique that they learned the teachers that they studied with, because now that I've been studying vocalists off and on for the past 20 years and learning more about how the voice works and how they can hit such high notes in their natural range, or how they can go from the head voice to the chest voice and back and go back into the head, or however they're starting or wherever they're ending. I listen to these particular singers not only for, you know, tone and tonality, but also for approach, how they tell a story with their voice, how they want to deliver a message with their voice, with the kind of emotions or thoughts that is being sought to be evoked by the song that they're singing, and how they're approaching the song that they're singing. Stevie Wonder, for me especially, when I listen to most Stevie Wonder songs from the 60s and mostly the 70s albums, Songs in the Key of Life, from his 80s album In Square Circle, A Jungle Fever, those particular albums I listen to a lot even still now. And when I listen to those albums, his range is, of course, out of this world, but how he approaches certain songs, I'm like, that is how I want to be as a singer. When I sing a song, I want people to enjoy what I'm singing, but also to feel or for an emotion to be evoked by hearing how I approach a song. Yeah. So that's
right.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. It sounds like you definitely have some influences out there, and I want to make sure we do not run out of time. So I'm just gonna throw a little fun fact time question out there, and then I'm gonna let you give us all your information. Okay.
Okay.
What are the five things you cannot live without? And God and family, that is a gimme. We already know that comes
okay.
first. Outside of that.
Five things I can't live without: music, number one. Okay, well, that's on the more God, family, music. That's a hard one.
That's fine. I mean, if you cannot think of five things and you wanted to go ahead and you've got a family's one and two, that's absolutely perfect. Everyone is just different in their list, in their listing process.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
God Family Music. Go ahead.
And I don't know if I consider this something I can't live without, having, friendship. Depending on the type of friend and the friendship, friendship is something I value. I guess I'd say friendship too.
Now, did you have one more?
Nope, that's basically it.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be five things. So, yes. So where can we go? Let us know. Where can we follow your movement? Where can they follow your social media and all that great stuff that fans can do?
If people can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/carlos.morgan.562. Or if you want to follow me on Twitter, @CarlosMorgan. I'm also on Instagram, @CarlosMorganMusic. Now, to let everybody know, I just joined Instagram about a month ago, so I only have one picture on Instagram right now, because I haven't been all into Instagram, but I've been hearing, so you got to get on, you got to get in. So I just joined about a month ago. So I'm slowly building that. I'm also on on my website, carlosmorganmusic.com, and I'm going through a whole structure of a new website for that. But they can still find me on there, carlosmorganmusic.com. And that's it. And SoundCloud, I'm on SoundCloud, carlos-morgan. So those are my social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and SoundCloud. And CarlosMorganMusic.com, yes.
All right. What's next? What's next for Carlos Morgan? Any project happenings you would like to share?
Yes. So I'm releasing a new album October 13th. The name of the album is my name, but it's an acronym, Carlos. And the acronym is Calling All Real Lovers of Sound. That's the name of the album, or Carlos. And it'll be released on my own record label, Soul Rock Music. And listen out for more from Soul Rock Music. I'm going to be releasing a group. I'm doing a group project and executive producing a group project coming out of Toronto as well. But for my album, that's what's coming. October 13th is my release date, and I'm definitely pursuing to get into the U.S. market to perform more. So please, people can, if they want to send me comments, feedback on my music, positive or negative, I'm open to all comments, positive or negative, because I consider myself still, learning and growing as an artist. And I appreciate all comments. So if anybody has comments they want to share about my music or ideas they think they can help me with, or that I could use their advice or suggestions or ideas to help expand my music, please do. You can find my music videos on YouTube. Just type in Carlos Morgan, and I have a few music videos on YouTube and a few live performances on YouTube people can see and share their comments and share my music. And definitely be looking out for my new album. And you can find my current album, the compilation, on iTunes, and my Juno-winning album on iTunes as well. My Juno-winning album is called Feeling All Right. And my current album, the compilation, is on iTunes as well. So both albums are on iTunes right now. And my current single, which I want to thank you for playing so much, Miss V. Thank you so much for your support. My current single, Sunglasses at Night, which is a classic hit from the 80s. So thanks
for
that.
Yes, yes. I do believe that it was definitely, I think you did a very, very good job with it. I really do.
Oh, thank you.
So congratulations on that. Congratulations on the release, and good luck to your October release as well. Now, before I run out, before you run out on me, I'm going to go ahead and why don't you go ahead and take us on into the single. I did play it at the beginning, but I would like to go ahead and close out as well with it, please.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for listening in. Ms. V, thank you for the love. This is my current single, Sunglasses at Night, going to be appearing on my new album, Carlos, on October 13th, 2016. Peace and love to everyone.